This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. The Lok Sabha was adjourned till 12 noon following uproar by opposition members over various issues during question hour on the final day of the first phase of the budget session. After the House assembled for the day, Presiding Officer Sandhya Ray took up question hour, during which Union Health Minister J.P. Nadda replied to a question on deaths linked to the consumption of codeine-based cough syrup. Mr. Nadda said no deaths have been reported due to the consumption of codeine-based cough syrup in the country. He said whenever any case of death linked to a drug comes to light, the government immediately orders an inspection. He stated that if any medicine is found unfit for human consumption, it is promptly recalled from the market. However, he was unable to complete his response due to uproar by opposition. Members from the Congress, TMC and DMK, among others, trooped into the well of the House and started sloganeering. As the protest persisted, the House was adjourned till 12 noon. Meanwhile, the Rajya Sabha began proceedings with members laying papers on the table of the House. The upper house then took up zero hour, during which members from various political parties raised matters of urgent public importance with the permission of the chairman. The first phase of the budget session will conclude today. Both houses of parliament will reassemble on the 9th of next month. Minister of Textiles Giriraj Singh criticized the opposition parties for spreading confusion among the people about the India-US deal. Talking to reporters outside Parliament, Mr. Singh said the Union Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan and Commerce Minister Piyush Goyal have clarified that there will be no tampering with the interests of the farmers. Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has launched a sharp attack on Leader of Opposition in the Lok Sabha and Congress Leader Rahul Gandhi, saying Mr. Gandhi has little concern for the country's farmers. In a social media post, Mr. Chauhan emphasized that every major decision of the government has been taken keeping farmers' interests in mind. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal has also accused Mr. Gandhi of attempting to mislead and provoke the farming community through fake narratives.
Rahul Gandhi ji is a habitual liar. He has no concern for Mahabharat or the well-being of our farmers and youth. He is misleading our farmers with his fake narrative and trying to provoke our annadatas. Prime Minister Shri Narendra Modi ji has always been empathetic towards our Kisan brothers and sisters. In the recent trade deal with the United States of America, the interests of farmers have been kept paramount and fully protected.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the Seva Teerth, comprising the new building of the Prime Minister's office and two other government edifices, Kartavya Bhavan 1 and 2, in New Delhi this evening. The Prime Minister's office will start functioning from a new building complex called Seva Teerth in the national capital starting today. Prime Minister Modi will unveil the name of the building this afternoon. The Bangladesh Nationalist Party, BNP, led by Chairman Tariq Rahman, is set to form the next government in the country after sweeping past the majority mark in the 13th general elections. Prime Minister Narendra Modi congratulated BNP Chief Tariq Rahman on his party's decisive victory in the parliamentary polls in Bangladesh. In a social media post, Mr. Modi affirmed that India remains firmly committed to supporting a democratic, progressive and inclusive Bangladesh. World Radio Day is being observed today. The day is observed every year on the 13th of February to commemorate the establishment of United Nations Radio in 1946. The theme this year is Radio and Artificial Intelligence. AI is a tool, not a voice. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have extended greetings on the occasion. To mark the occasion, Akashvani Raipur in Chhattisgarh, in collaboration with UNESCO, is organizing a World Radio Day conclave today. Director General of Akashvani, Rajiv Jain, UNESCO's Regional Advisor for Communication and Information, Hajaj Male, will also take part in the program. In Men's T20 Cricket World Cup, three group stage matches are scheduled for today. The Group B clash between Australia and Zimbabwe is underway in Colombo. And with that, we end this news bulletin.